Hello and welcome to a very special 0.1 episode of the Stash My Comics Chase Variant Podcast. I'm Chance, and you'll also be hearing from Stash My Comics users Jason Newcomb, Nico Kaler, and Steven Sparks. We are already underway, so join us in what should be a very interesting special edition episode of the Chase Variant Podcast.
Crazy.
Now we have Chip Reese with us here.
Yeah, welcome Chip, to the studio, Chip.
Hello.
What's up? Welcome to the StashComics.com studios. We were just talking about how comfortable it is here. Help yourself to the mini fridge, and you can cook breakfast in the kitchen there in the corner if you like.
When are we going to get the Mountain Dew machine?
That should be in next week, I think. They said it's going to be delivered.
All right, that's
fine with Coke for now.
Pepsi products, come on.
Come on, Coke.
We need Dr. Pepper 10.
Dr. Pepper Chip. 10.
Yeah, my hypoglycemia will kill me if I have a regular pop these days.
The only soda made for men, not for women, but children.
Come on, what about Mr. Pibb, though?
I love Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb.
So we were just talking about our favorite comic books of the week, and it turned into an Avengers discussion that's leading up to Avengers versus X-Men. So what do you make of all this Avengers versus X-Men business?
Okay. I haven't read anything about this stuff, honestly.
Is this something that you think you might be interested in, or is this not turning your brain at all? Or
I haven't read much about it, but that's also because I haven't been interested in it.
Oh, that makes sense.
What's the favorite? What's your favorite comic book that you read this week, Chip? You've been reading a lot of stuff on the Marvel app and Comixology and stuff.
Yeah. let me take a look here. I've gone through quite a bit, and I'm blanking out on what I've read.
Are you speaking into the microphone too close? Because it's getting
lispy.
Backlash.
Oh, am I blowing you away? I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, it sounded better.
Okay. Well, I just read Kill Shakespeare, which was horrible. Fantastic Four 1234 I thought was awesome. Have you guys heard of that or read that?
I haven't. I've been staying away from Marvel.
Oh, yeah. This is old. I got it off the free digital download on Marvel's digital stuff.
You got it off Marvel?
Yeah, it was a free download. It's written by Grant Morrison. Never knew he did any Fantastic Four stuff. It's really a gritty, dark, everyone hates each other. But it's a lot of fun. It was just the first issue. I'd like to read the rest of it from that, just from that.
So who drew it?
let's take a look here. I like the art. It was good stuff. Kind of reminded me of Maliv. And was actually Jay Lee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like him too.
Back from when he used to draw interiors and not exclusively covers.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, he does do both for this.
I should look for in the back issue bin for that, because that's two creators that I like.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's good stuff, and it's just a four issue mini.
Nice.
Not gonna
found it on digital comics.
Yeah, I'm looking for them right now. All right.
Mine's still loading.
Yeah, I have loaded. Anyways, all right, there we go. Jeez.
Okay, it's done.
All right, that's good. So, my favorite comic of the week is pretty rad. I'll have to go with Chance on this one. Carnage USA all the way this week.
Great.
Man, awesome. You know, the cover was done by DeLago and Falcher and Ramos. They did a lot of Thunderbolts covers together. And, oh, my God, it's intense. I want to go get this thing tattooed on me. Like, really bad now, because it's badass. That's for the episode.
This is the family part.
I think Marvel. Badass class passes as PG-13.
Yeah.
What, you know what? The only thing about this, I'm actually disappointing in the ending of the first issue.
Why? What do you find disappointing about it? Because I actually thought it was kind of interesting.
All right, we've seen this done with Venom I don't know how many times already. You know, wasn't it going on in Avengers, in the early Avengers? Like, what was it? Like, with the whole symbiote, like, crossover thing? Like, in, like, issue, like, 7 or something? I know there was a 7 involved in it.
And let's go to our resident Avengers expert, Nico.
Yeah, Nico, where you at here on this? Help me out, buddy.
What?
What issues were the whole symbiote wars in Avengers, recent Avengers?
Recent Avengers? I just started in 2011. I have no clue.
Oh, my God. I don't want
Avengers arc. Sorry, this is Chip. I think it was in a new Avengers arc, maybe in like 2008 or 2009.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just have it. You know, I hope it doesn't go into like some sort of like separation anxiety or something along those lines from the 90s. But it's looking good. I'm loving it.
You can ask me about any Avengers things from the mid-70s to the 80s, all the way through.
We need you in the new millennium too, buddy.
I mean, come on. You couldn't even answer a simple question last week, so.
What question?
What was it? Mockingbird's name?
Oh, yeah. Song
Mockingbird's name?
Mockingbird's name is Bobby Button. Where's my points now?
It's too late.
I don't follow Thunderbolts.
So how long did we go without hassling Nico this time? I have a bet riding on this.
All of 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, 42 minutes and 21 seconds.
Since the intro?
Yep. No, since before the intro.
Oh.
And then Steve got added.
Once Steve gets added, we all just gotta jump in. Steve really brings the life to the party, so.
Yeah. Once I start nerd raging, it's all over with. You guys should have seen me last night. I was playing DC Universe Online, and, man, I was getting really irked by some things. Oh, this whole paid thing was driving me nuts.
So, but, speaking of nerd raging, what was the worst comic you read this week, Steven?
You know what? Today I went to the local comic book shop and I picked up Carnage USA, Thunderbolts 163.1, Resurrection Man, Walking Dead, and Suicide Squad. Sorry to say, I only got to read Carnage USA, so I have no bad issue this week.
Hey, that's a good week.
So, but if I would have to say, I think it's going to probably be Thunderbolts. So is going to be the bad read.
It's interesting because isn't Thunderbolts is one of the stories that you really enjoy, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, recently it's just been going downhill.
What Thunderbolts do you like?
I like the recent Thunderbolts about within the last 2 years. You know, Songbird, Radioactive Man, Penance, Venom. That was I liked a lot.
Thunderbolts number 20. To 27, I'm probably going to read this
Hawkeye again. And everything like that.
Yeah, the first Hawkeye in it until the end of the story arc.
You know, and it was good. It was all that's been good reading, but this new group with, who was it, Santana, Juggernaut, who was it, Boomerang and Mr. Hyde, it's weak. It's really weak.
Isn't Mr. Hyde a villain?
Yeah, he is. Well, that's so the point. Reformed villains.
I thought they were good guys.
Well, it's based on reformed villains.
Yeah.
So, But it looks like there's another plan going in. Now they're like in the 1950s fighting alongside with the invaders now. So it's silly. I think it is.
Sounds like a stretch.
Yeah, I think I want to blow up the issue with some dynamite. If I get that. But I don't know.
Just have a friend. Call me up if you're going to do that. I enjoy blowing some shit up.
I have a friend. Oh, you said.
You can barely understand me. Sorry. I'll just have tons of bleeps in this episode.
Whoa. Hey, is anybody reading Resurrection Man at all?
I read issue one and dropped it.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah. The art's rough, man.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
I was going to buy number one, but I didn't like the art.
I like the basic concept of a
dude. It's like a heaven and hell type thing. It's really, it's weird. It's sort of weird.
SNL? Really... Saturday Night Live?
What?
Is that what you said? No.
You said heaven and hell.
Oh, like Dio? Dum da 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 dum.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I know.
Pull it together, Nico. So
I like Dio. Yeah, what can I say?
Resurrection Man, by the way. I like the idea of a character who dies every single issue. I think that's cool. Did they follow through on this? And is every issue kind of like a one-shot?
No, it's really what seems to be going on. He's being hunted, and I think at the end of issue two, they introduced this couple called the Body Doubles, some female assassins that are like pretty BA, and they're after him. They kill him once. He gets some like rock powers, and now he's got this supersonic screaming ability, like Black Canary. And it looks like his buddy's saving him now, and somewhere in the mix, Heaven's wants him, and then Hell wants him. That's where it seems to be going. It's good though. I'm liking it.
Sounds like Spawn.
In a way, it almost is. Oh, see, I haven't read this new issue 4 yet, so I don't know what's going on yet. I'm actually just skimming through the pages right now. So, and it looks like there's some angel that finally gets introduced because you finally see this chick with a pair of wings on her back. So I'm assuming she's an angel. So.
Okay, this week I really didn't have a bad issue, but my least favorite issue would be Magneto, Not a Hero, number 2. You have to have prior knowledge of Magneto stuff in order to read it, which I really don't. That's what just made it bad for me.
All right, well, I'll go into mine. And mine was Uncanny X-Force number 18, which, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about this arc, but for me, it's just, it hasn't been that good. This issue just, this issue to end it was just like, all right, it's over now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was really, I couldn't follow it very easily. Like, things just seemed to go back and forth, and I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. Chip, did you have a bad issue that you read this week, or?
Yeah, it was definitely, and the stuff that I'm reading right now is not, like, brand new stuff, so forgive me. Saving some pennies. Kill Shakespeare, like a series from IDW from 2010. Read number one, just really hated it. I don't know.
You want to blow it up with some dynamite, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to hook up with you and see if you can share some of that dynamite.
I have a friend who knows how to get that stuff. He makes it.
Yeah, I can get it. Isn't that
what the Anarchist cookbook's for?
What?
Wasn't that what the Anarchist cookbook was for? I'm sure you can ask Professor Google, too. He'll probably tell you. We just make thermite instead.
Even Googling that's going to get you on a watch list.
Really? These days, if you're not on the watch list, you're probably doing something wrong.
Right. What do you mean watch list? What's the watch list?
the FBI watch list.
Oh.
Like, if you go and search just about anything now, they have keywords where they start putting you on watch lists that say, all right, this person looks for this or something along these lines, you know, we're going after them.
Search how to become an Islam or Muslim extremist.
Yeah, we're going off on a little tangent here.
That's what Google Incognito is for.
You think that actually protects anything?
Hey, that's why you go to your local library instead.
Yeah.
But even at that, they can see what books you checked out.
That's almost
there
like
is
that
no escape.
Right now, with the Guantanamo detainees or whatever. What's that?
I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, like that bill I guess they're trying to sign right now with the Guantanamo detainees, or like any American citizen can be jailed without trial.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Isn't that unconstitutional?
You would think so, but who knows? Who knows what's going on now?
Yeah, the government's really just kind of messed up right now.
Scary stuff.
But comic books are cool.
Yeah. You know, we have that at least.
Yeah, at least we got something.
Until you try crossing the border and they get it taken away, but yeah. That's besides the point.
So, when we go to Canada for the Atlantic Con thing, we won't be able to buy none because they'll confiscate it.
We'll find a way to get them.
What's that all about?
We'll smuggle.
There's a gentleman who I forget, was he an American guy or Canadian guy?
He was American. He was just traveling alongside the border.
Okay, so he bought like comics at a con or something.
They were for comics.
And he went to cross the border, and he got the comics confiscated, and was he charged with a criminal offense? I think the comics were deemed to be was it one of those manga with the girls in skirts, and it was like considered?
No, it was a horror themed comic. It was something Steve would like.
Okay, because I heard about it. It might have been a different story where somebody had an extensive collection of manga and was actually charged with the possession of child pornography because the depiction of the women in there was deemed to be like too young, like they looked young, so it was deemed to be like child pornographic materials, and he was, I think he did some jail time for that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that is did happen.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I don't.
You gotta hide your collection when you go to Canada.
I never had no problems, but of course, all I collect mostly superhero comic books. So.
No, I was talking to Steve because he said that's.
Sorry, I was whispering to the wife tonight. Tyler's coming over tonight, so.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's Tyler. Special guest appearance by Tyler.
Are you going to stay up that late, Jason? Or is it past your bedtime?
Yeah, it's past my bedtime, yeah. My wife's making me go to sleep early.
I got till midnight.
Well, I don't have that long.
Me and my parents agreed on that.
Yeah.
No begging for extra time this week.
No, because I have to get
up
tomorrow.
Mom, let me stay up for a little bit.
Yeah, just another half an hour.
15 more minutes. Like 20 times.
Yeah.
What time did it end? Like 1:45 yesterday? I mean, last Friday?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Next time you should be like, Mom, go make some meatloaf.
What?
I don't know.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, go make some meatloaf. I don't
want
know.
Breakfast.
Sorry. Oh, like 4 years ago, I was playing Halo with my brother online, and my mom was coming downstairs and torturing him for some odd reason, and we don't know why. And he's just yelling at my mom. He's like, Mom, go make some damn meatloaf. I'm hungry. This went on for like a half hour, too. It was great.
How many minutes are we into this thing, Chance?
56 minutes and 13, 14, 15 seconds.
No, I'm talking seconds. Since the intro.
Oh. It's probably been a little over 40 minutes.
So you guys want to do trivia?
Oh, yeah, let's do trivia. We got to get a theme song for this, man.
Dum,
Jason,
da, da,
you got to cook one up. Work a theme song.
I'll cook one up. I'll see if I can cook one up. It depends how much time I have.
We need like
15
seconds at the most.
I can play an A chord real fast. I have a guitar right in front of me.
So is everybody in for this trivia? Chip, are you in for this?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. So I don't know to how many points. Son of a.
My God.
I don't know to how many points we'll play. We can figure that out. I figure 2 points is probably good, but if it's over too quickly, we'll up the stakes. Okay. This is how it works. The explanation sound makes it sound like it's complicated, but I'll walk you through it and you'll see it once you get it. It's really simple. I'm going to give you a series of categories. You'll each get a turn to start, okay? Right. So you choose a category, and what I will do is I will read a member review of a comic book that fits that category, okay? And that's your hint. Of course, I'll omit any parts of the review that would give away the comic book, but otherwise I'm going to read the full review. And then I will tell you how many people worked on the comic book, so how many creators. And it's based on our database of comic books. So it goes editor, colorist, inker, cover penciler, and interior penciler, and writer, okay? There can be more than one name in each category, depending on the comic book, right? So I'll tell you how many names appear there, and then the person whose turn it is starts with a bid. Like, you have to say how many names you think you need, read from the bottom up, to guess the comic book correctly. And to guess the comic book correctly, you have to guess the title and the issue number, if it's an issue. If it's trade paperback, it won't apply. It'll be volume number, okay? But you can be one issue off, so that if the correct issue is issue 7, you can get issue 6, 7, or 8 in order to get the point. Okay? Wow.
Interesting.
So the next person after you can outbid you. So let's say you bid 6 names. The next person can challenge you and say, well, I can guess it in 5 names. And, of course, if we start at editor and colorist and inker, well, it's a lot harder than being able to have the writer and the artist's name, right? So you have to factor in that in with your bid. So on and so forth until somebody figures he can't guess it, and then you challenge the last bidder to guess it. So you say, name that comic book. Okay, so that's roughly it. If you don't understand everything, I'll walk you through it. So since Steven was the host of last week's trivia game, I'm going to start with him. You're going to be first.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. Your categories are event comics. Now, these are comics that have been like an event. Don't necessarily have to be a crossover, just like what's considered an event. Okay?
Okay. All right.
An event comics.
Yeah.
And then you have Justice League. So these are comic books. The title is a character who has been in the Justice League.
pick. All right.
Okay.
All right.
And then you have, hang on. I'm looking through these. And then you have Fantastic Four by
Megadeth.
And then you have Avengers. These are characters who have been in the Avengers.
Okay.
And then finally, Spider-Man. Oh, no, sorry. First, before that, you have Indy.
Okay.
And then Spider-Man.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to probably feel more comfortable with Spider-Man out of all these issues.
Okay. So I'm going...
Tyler just walked in the door, so...
He's crying.
No, he's saying, oh, yeah, right?
All right.
Oh, dance. There we go.
He's already going off today. Jeez. All right.
Welcome, Tyler.
Who are you?
Magical
I'm Nico.
All
right.
All right,
come on, it's trivia time now, okay? All right, let's rock and roll with this. Spider-Man, okay. Jade.
So I'm going to read you the entire review with the giveaways omitted, okay?
All right.
So Blank ends up in the classroom teaching the Avengers Academy and sharing lessons about the ins and outs of being a superhero. Unfortunately, the new breed of superhero has a different view of things, and Spidey loses faith in his ability to teach, or at least that is what it seems until the appearance of a villain. Nice story, good art, worth reading. This is was read 8 from 10 by Monty on our website.
Oh, geez.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 names.
Okay, and the 9 names were like the writers and everything like
editor,
that.
Editor, cover penciler, colorist, inker, letterer, interior penciler, and writer. But there can be more than one name in a category.
Ooh, smoke.
So
wow.
And how many names, the maximum of 9, do you think you can guess this comic? You can start conservative and just bid 9 names, and we go to the next person, and they can outbid you or challenge you to name the comic.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go with 9 names. So this is newer Spider-Man here.
Yeah, 9 names.
Okay, so
I'll
the next
in the 90s.
Next person in the sequence is Nico. Do you want to try to guess it in lesser names? Or do you want to challenge Steven? Now, if you challenge... Hang on. If you challenge Steven to name the comic and he gets it wrong, you get the point. But if he gets it right, he gets the point.
Okay, Steve, name it.
Oh, that's
okay.
Fair.
All right. So, in 9 names, your 9 names are starting at the bottom, and whenever you think you have it, you can take a guess. You will be able to hear all the 9 names before your final guess. The editor is Stephen Wacker. The cover penciler is Ed McGuinness. Colorist is John Rausch or John Rock. Inker, Victor Olazaba. Letterer, Joe Caramagna. And here's where it gets interesting. There are 2 interior pencilers. Riley Brown, Javier Pulido, and the writers, 2 of them, are Paul Benjamin and Christos Gage.
Can I steal? I know this one.
This comic.
Whew. Yeah, I think you got me, Jason.
Want to take a wild stab at what title it is?
It's not.
Monty thought it was a pretty amazing comic book.
Is it like a Spider-Man comic actually, or is it could it be anything that Spider-Man has been in over the years?
Well, Do you need to read the review again? I can read the review again.
All right, read the review. Let's try this.
Blank ends up back in the classroom, teaching the Avengers Academy and sharing.
So,
he gives it away right there.
So what is it? Avengers Academy number? I'm gonna say.
I got cut off there.
No, what was that?
I got cut off there.
I'm gonna say Avengers Academy number 4.
No.
Nico gets the point. You seem to know a chance. You seem to know a chance.
It's Amazing Spider-Man 660. It's either 1 or 2. I'm gonna go with 1.
You got it on the nose.
Yeah.
I know that one because that's the only one I'm missing since I started collecting Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
It's 1-0 for Nico so far.
Thank you.
He's cheating. He's looking at his comic book stash in his closet. Don't tell him I told you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's done. We got Nico had a point.
We lost Nico, you for a second, Jason.
His first time having a point.
Yeah. So Nico, you're next. You're next in the
series.
Oh, wait, real fast. I stopped at Spider-Man at issue 597.
Oh, wow.
So, way past.
Do you have a category picked out already, or do you need to hear the categories?
Go with Avengers.
Avengers? Okay, these are characters who have been in the Avengers. Oh, come on. Sorry, my Firefox has crashed, and I had everything lined up, so I... You might have to...
Might have to switch to Chrome.
You might have to, keep it running until I got this sorted out.
Man, not too good with all the writers and everything. Whew. That smokes me.
Yeah, that was... I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Not familiar with writers and pencilers. A few artists, but whew. Most excellent.
Be excellent to one another. Voted by Bill and Ted.
I picked up this game off of a comedy podcast about movies called Doug Loves Movies. And we call it the Leonard Maltin game because he reads reviews of Leonard Maltin's website or something. I thought it was clever, so I figured I'd appropriate it for the comic books. Okay. Here's your review, I think, I hope.
Okay.
Nico.
Cool.
Okay. This is categories Avengers, characters who have been in the Avengers. This says, this was actually reviewed by me. So there's a hint. The new arc starts in which Osborn hunts down Stark in order to protect the database identities of thousands of hundreds of superheroes who registered during Civil War. Tony gradually erases his brain where the data is stored, getting progressively stupider. He hops from HQ to HQ using increasingly less sophisticated armor, a highly acclaimed storyline. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names. What is your name?
I know it's Invincible Iron Man, I just don't know what.
That's number. Really good of you to, give the answer away to your opponents.
I'm going to guess.
How many names do you bid?
1.
You bid 1 name?
Yeah.
Who's next in this chance? Do you bid 0 or less? Now, if you bid less names, you not only have to get the comic book correctly, but you also have to guess the amount of names that you negatively bid. So that if you go -1, you have to name the comic correctly and the top billed name, so it would be the writer. If you go -2, you have to named the writer and the penciler and so on. Wait, if you bid zero, you don't get any names.
I get 20 pages of paper.
Let's see. So I already know that Nico gave away the title. So what did he guess? He bid one?
He bid one name.
All right. I'm going to go with zero. I think I...
Okay.
I know this one.
It's zero names. Chip, do you dare?
So, all I have to do is name
you can, one.
You have to name the comic and the writer.
If you can name, you can bid negative one names. If you do so, you can. You have to get the comic correctly and the number if you number within one. And you have to name the top.
Well, Jason's really gotta get working on his connection.
Okay. I'm gonna go with negative one. So then that means.
Oh, negative one names.
All right.
Steven, you're next. Do you go negative two or challenge Chip?
Oh, jeez. You know, I know that. Okay, I'm going to go negative two.
Oh! Okay, so he's...
And
he's
I challenge Steve.
So,
you know, I got this whole... Oh, my God. I want to think I know this.
So, I know. Okay, so Nico challenges Steve. Okay, first, guess the comic book and the comic book issue number within one.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say... Okay,
The review again.
You know what? Yeah, read it briefly.
Okay. New arc starts in which Osborn hunts down Stark. In order to protect the database identities of thousands of hundreds of superheroes who registered during Civil War, Tony gradually erases his brain where the data is stored. Getting progressively stupider, Tony hops from HQ to HQ using increasingly less sophisticated armor, a highly acclaimed storyline.
Okay, it's where he's wanted. I know this. It's like between like issue like 9 and like 20. I know that. I'm gonna say issue 16.
Of?
Invincible Iron Man.
You have the title correct. The issue is number 8.
Ah, so close.
How many points do I get?
You get 2 points. Ah. So far, you have 2 points. So it's not just a game. This game's not just a game of getting it right. It's of playing right as well. So do you want to, like, how long have we been going? Like, do you want to keep playing for more points? Do you want to go to...
I win. I'm fine with that.
I want to keep going. I don't want Nico winning.
Yeah, that's sad. I say, can we finish off Nico in one more round?
Yeah, I mean, Nico didn't even guess any yet, did he? Yeah.
So
I'm just smart.
He's gone lucky.
So you want to try to go to 3 points?
Let's go one more round.
Okay, so we're gonna try to go to 3 points. Okay, so that this means. If Nico gets one more point, he wins.
That's all right. Not happening.
Okay. So, Chance, you're next in the sequence. Do you need the categories again?
I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Okay. He goes with Spider-Man. Okay. All right. I will read you the entire review. Okay, how about this? There are two reviews, one by Valdemar, Tim, and one by Treasure Hunter. They're both 10 stars. Which one do you want?
You said one of them's by Tim?
Tim.
And Jason gets dropped again.
Whew. He deserves applause on that one. He's okay. Back.
Which one do you want?
I'll take Tim's review.
Okay. Tim's entire review is this. This is the origin of Spider-Man. What more needs to be said about this? There are 1, 2, 3, 4 names.
I think I know it.
There's 4 names.
I think I know it, but...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names. Sorry, there's 5 names. What is your bid?
Crap.
Analysis paralysis.
I'll go with 1.
Goes 1 name. Strong opening bid. Strong opening bid. Chip, you're next in the sequence. Do you outbid him or challenge him?
Okay, how does the challenge work again?
You just tell him to name the comic, and he gets 1 name, and if he gets the comic correctly, he gets the point. If he doesn't, you get the point.
Okay. I'm going to go with -3.
So he bets -3 names. This means he must name the comic correctly, the writer, the interior penciler, and the inker. So, Steven, do you go -4? Or do you challenge Chip to name it?
Oh, I'm walking off this one.
So you challenge Chip then. Chip, do you need the review again?
No, I got this.
Name the comic.
Amazing Fantasy 15, Stan Lee, Steve Ditko, Steve Ditko.
You got it.
I knew that. Fun.
You are a master.
No, I still win.
No,
you don't win nothing.
You haven't hit 3 yet.
2-1.
Chip has a point. You have 2 points. We're going to 3 points.
Oh, okay.
But you are in the lead.
Understand. I could have got that one right.
Pretty well done, Chip. That was risky because that's good. The professor was Jack Kirby, and the editor is Stan Lee, of course.
My problem was not knowing if it would be like a Masterworks title or not.
So we did that. Steven, which category? We still have some Spider-Man.
What else? We got what?
Avengers, Fantastic Four, Independent.
The categories are Event Comics, Justice League, Indie, and Spider-Man. We are out of Avengers ones.
All right, let's go with
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we're going to go with Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. Do I still have that? I think I might have accidentally closed that. No, here it is. It's Fantastic Four. Okay, Fantastic Four. This review is by Tickleath Petrie, something like that. First of the 4 I ever read, bought the trade paperback, which includes, bought the trade paperback, which includes 570 to 570.
Did you cut?
Yep.
Sorry, guys. I don't know if it's me or what it is. So he's hooked as of this issue, which you got a big hint here. It's 570 to 574. So this is going to be a hotly contested book. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names. No, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names. Steven.
Okay. So I say how many points I want, and then I just got to figure out the issue.
Just how many names, yeah. But you got a huge hint.
Yeah, with the issues. With how, what is it? What only what 4 issues?
Yeah, 570 to 574 is the trade that he bought, but he reviewed this individual issue.
So it's a trade.
No.
No, he bought four issues, though.
Yeah.
No, you just said the trade that he bought.
He bought the trade, which is 570 to 574, wow. But he wrote the review on an individual issue. So, it's one of those issues.
All right, so I just have to name what issue it is. Do I have to go in who wrote it and everything?
Well, you have to put your bid. Like, you got six names. Like, the fact that it's narrowed down quite a bit, it means that the players are probably going to try pretty hard to win because it's a bit easier. So you have to make it hard for them, probably by bidding low, if you feel comfortable that you can name the names on the book.
Oh, geez. So I can't go like negative 10 and just say the issue and the issue number?
No, you have to name the names if you go negative.
Oh, boy. And then if I go positive, is that where I have to only guess the issue and the number?
I give you names so that to help you guess.
All right. And so what, you said there were six names?
There are six names.
Six names. All right, so name all six of those names.
So you want to guess in six names. You're bidding six names.
Yeah, so then what?
Nico can outbid you and go five or four or whatever. Okay.
So if, all right, okay, so, oh boy. Wow. Let's go. I'm going to see myself out. I'll just go with the six names, see if someone's going to hit me. So,
Nico?
Okay, so it's issue number 540 to 544.
No. How many names do you bid?
I bid zero names.
Zero names, okay. Chance, do you outbid him?
I'll bid negative two names.
He bids negative two. Chip, are you in on this? You think you can go three?
Yes. Negative three.
Oh! Steven, do you go negative four or challenge him?
I'll go negative four.
Oh!
Steven, answer that question!
That was a bad move.
Nico's
totally winning this game. Nico's totally winning. Because if you get it wrong, Nico gets the point. Okay, so hang on. The review is, first of the four I ever read, bought the trade paper black, which includes 570 to 574, I'm hooked. He reviewed a single issue. So guess the comic.
Alright, okay, so I can go 570 to 574. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go with 570.
You did name it correctly. You got the comic. Now, you bid negative four?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the name, the writer, the interior penciler, the cover penciler, and the colorist.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man, this is rough.
So let's see if we can go through this. Who's the writer?
Okay, oh, jeez.
Just need another writer.
God, I'm going to... Oh, jeez, I know the cover. I think I know the cover. I remember... The cover is Eaglesham or something like that. Eagleham.
Okay, so you're talking about the cover penciler?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the cover penciler right. So how about the interior penciler?
Oh, wasn't it is it the same? I want to say it was the same person.
Yes, it is.
Oh yes, thank you.
You got two right. Yes. Can you get the right?
Man. Oh, I'm gonna. Is it Hickman? Yes. Hey, who the hell's doing that?
Yeah, that's correct. You got Hickman? Jonathan Hickman.
All right.
Now, can you get the colorist?
Probably not. Mounts?
What? Where did you pull that out of? It is Mount. Holy heck. That was incredible.
Mount Rushmore? I don't know. I'm just guessing. Lucky guess.
You totally Google doctored that.
No, I didn't.
He's probably looking through his collection like his nephew said.
I don't have that. I don't even really have any Fantastic Four. I got, wait. No, I got like issues from like 300 or something like that. I'll even go look right now.
Okay, look. The writer is Jonathan Hickman. The penciler is Dave Eaglesham and Alan Davis.
I know the Eaglesham dude. I know him.
Alan Davis is the other penciler. The inker is Mark Farmer. The colorist is Dave McFegg and Paul Mounds.
Yeah, he's got it. Well, we'll take his word for it.
Wait, can we look this stuff up?
No, of course not.
I just looked it up right after he said it was correct.
Oh, okay.
Actually, and if I'm right, 570. I want to go look in my collection really bad right now. Wasn't that part of the 25th, or no, 75th?
You do have it.
Do I have it? 75th anniversary.
It's the 70th.
Yeah, 70th. Okay, yeah.
70th anniversary?
Yeah, 70th anniversary. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, Mount has colored a lot of books, Marvel. So if I would guess any colorist at Marvel, it would be Paul Mounts. I think that'd be the only colorist I know at Marvel.
Here, I'm going into my collection right now.
Oh. So what that means...
Aha, that's how I knew this one.
So Lucky. Chip has a point, Nico has a point, and Steven has a point.
I have 2 points.
Yeah, Nico has 2 points.
Yeah, I don't know, I thought I contributed to this one.
So...
That was a good issue. I remember this issue now. This is with all the different Reed Richards.
Who chose that category?
I did.
That was good.
Okay. So that means it's Chance to choose a category.
All right, what are the choices?
So he chose that category.
Event Comics.
No, Justice chose that category.
Hang on. Dude, we're getting something here. Justice, Event Comics, Justice League characters. We're done with them. You can do Indie and you can do Avengers.
So wait, it is my turn though?
No, it's my turn. So Steve chose the last category.
Yeah, I chose the last category.
I thought he was asking who chose TF in the category.
I don't know. Yeah. Who's going to pick? So pick one of those.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes,
you. I don't know. Whose turn is it?
My turn.
Okay, so pick a category.
Fantastic Four.
We're done with Fantastic Four.
Okay, then.
Event Comics, Justice League, and Avengers are left.
Avengers.
So Avengers, there's a character's... That's Avengers or characters who've been in the Avengers. Let's see here. Okay. You have this review. It's actually written... Oh, well, I can't do this. It's written by Chip. That would totally give him an edge.
Let's do it.
No, I can't do that. It'll... These are all written by Chip, each one I'm looking at.
Okay, then, these one written by me.
Hey, I gotta leave early, so just do it. I won't guess.
No, I got it here. There's one here. I knew blank was too good to be gone forever, but I gotta say I was reluctant because the way some of these heroes come back is just plain old dumb. But this one seems to be decent. Good read. Excited to see what happens next. This was reviewed by R. Scandalaria. And you have We have three names. There are three names in our database. Somebody should know what this comic after.
I'm guessing three names.
Okay. And Chance.
This winter at Chapel Bellevue Zoo, our driving commitment is to having fun.
That's me. Sorry, I was on other websites.
You're on another website? Is that...
Yeah, I was looking at one of the local radio shows' website.
So, you can go two or less, Chance.
Can you read the review one more time?
I knew that blank was too good to be gone forever, but I gotta say, I was reluctant because the way some of these heroes come back is just plain old dumb. But this one seems to be decent. A good read. Excited to see what happens next. You got three names. The category is the Avengers.
If it's Avengers, with that review, I'm going negative three names.
Oh! All right, then. Chip, do you review? Do you bid? Well, you can't. You have to challenge him. So basically, Chance is taking ownership of this.
So negative I had 20. I'm kidding. Yes, I challenge.
You challenge? All right, we'll wait till Jason gets back, and I'll finally get my point.
Let's rail Nico tonight.
That just doesn't sound right.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right. Man. I can tell you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide Squad number 4 looks awesome.
So, I'm going to tell you the truth. I had not anticipated someone beating all of the names. So I don't know how we deal with this. Oh, how about this? If you bid more than the names that are there, you have to bid. If you bid more names, you have to name the character appearances that are in the database. How's that?
Yeah, I'm stepping off.
So, Chip, you can. If you think you can bid all the names, you can guess all the book correctly and names, and you want to bid more than three, which is more than the names that are in the database, you have to name character appearances starting with the first alphabetically that's in the database.
Nice.
Or you can challenge Chance to name the book.
I challenge.
Okay, so you get three names. What's the book, Chance?
Book is Captain America Reborn.
Number?
One.
You got it.
All right.
And the names?
Then it'd be written by Brubaker, however you want to say his name.
Mm-hmm. Interior penciler?
Would be Brian Hitch.
Yes. Cover penciler?
I believe he did the same. He was also the cover penciler for that one, too.
Yes, he was. So,
finally got a point.
Yeah. So is it points all around here? Yeah, it's points all around. Nico in the lead with 2 points.
No, I'm going to win.
No, you're not.
So
this isn't happening. You're going
to 3 points. Who covers that category? Avengers?
Me.
You? Okay, and we're out of Avengers. So it goes to Chance. You get to choose Event Comics, Justice League, and Indie.
Would Event Comics be limited to like certain companies, or is it just any event? Any
Marvel and DC.
I'll go with Events then.
Okay. Let's go with.
I'll be back.
Let's go with this one. What are we going to do? We're going to do something loopy here or something. Well, let's do this. because it's got a lot of names. Okay. Let's read. How about my review of this book on the website? I gave it 9 stars, and my entire review is this. A very important event in the DCU, and for blank, the character, packs a surprising emotional wallop. I'm debating if I should say which character it is, because there's a lot of names on this. Let's go for it. A very important event in the DCU, and for Green Lantern, packs a surprising emotional wallop. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 names. How many shall Chance bid?
I don't think I'm as confident as the last one. How many names did you say there are? 14?
14 names. 1, 2. And it is a single issue. I will tell you if it's a trade paperback.
So I'll leave it back to my podcast. All right, let's...
Oh, yeah, Miko.
No, that's okay.
Hey, sorry, I was on the phone.
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a bit out of you in a chance.
All right, I'll go with 9 names.
9 names. Good opening bids. Chip, do you bid? You bid Laura.
I actually gotta go.
Okay, there goes Chip's point. Good performance though.
Thanks. Have fun, guys. Thanks a lot. It was a good time.
All right. Really, good night.
Yeah, I really enjoyed you driving by. So Steven, the hot potato goes to you. Did you miss all of that?
Since I was away, what is the issue or category?
The category is Event Comics. The review, the entire review is mine, and it's 9 out of 10. A very important event in the DCU and for Green Lantern packs a surprising emotional wallop, and there are 14 names. It's a single issue. And a chance bid 9 names.
Event. It's an event in comic books.
Yeah, the category is event comics.
And we're dealing with Green Lantern, it said in the review?
It said, a very important event for the DCU and Green Lantern.
Is it a single issue that you have to name?
I said it about 3 times, yes.
Yes. Okay.
A single issue. Well, I think we all know what story arc it was. But the issue with the, oh my God, you know what? It's too big for me. I don't think I'm going to even post a guess. Oh my God. I'll say, you know what? I can do it in one name.
One name.
Okay. Oh, Steve, name it.
Name it. Okay.
All right.
I don't know, DC.
Your name is Jeff Johns.
Jeff Johns. Okay, I'm going to go with, you know what? I think I'm going to go with Blackest Night, Issue 0.
You got it! On the nose!
you know what? You know what's bad? Man, you shouldn't have said Jeff Johns, because that's just, oh my God, he was through that whole thing.
That's the top name. That's the name you fair and square won with your bid.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
If you bid,
I have 2 chances as 1.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did that wrong. I was supposed to read the bottom name.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. I screwed that up.
You didn't have to tell me because I didn't really know.
Well, yeah, so, did you lose Nico or no?
No.
Oh, shit.
It's two, but I sort of gave you that one because I screwed up on the name I gave you. I was supposed to give you the bottom name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeff Johns is the big ones. But, you know, I sort of knew it was a Blackest Night.
That's funny.
And, you know, I was going through all the early issues. I knew it was going to be a Blackest Night, like issue one of somebody or some sort.
Well,
I knew it.
A lot of these reviews tend to be the first issue in an arc or the first issue of a title.
I was thinking it was either going to be Blackest Night or Brightest Day.
Well,
okay, so Chance picked that. It's up to Nico. And you have Event Comics, Justice League, and Indie.
It's Steve's time to pick.
Is it Chance?
No, it's Nico.
No, it's Steve's because I.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's
okay.
Steve.
You know what? Let's go to Events again.
Events again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this. This one's a loopy one. Okay, the entire review by Shivering King, who gave it an 8 out of 10, and at the time I read it, I would not have agreed, I would have given it less. The review is, after expecting something pretty bad from earlier reviews, my hopes were fairly low. Reading it, though, was exciting, unpredictable, and fun. If you're used to Blank's recent style, and Final Crisis... Shit, I said the name. I said the book.
I know not...
I totally said the book. I said Final Crisis.
That's nice.
Okay, go to a different one, then.
Yeah, sorry.
I never read Final Crisis, so...
So, sorry, we'll have to go to Justice League or Indie. That's all I have left. All
right, let's do Justice League then.
Okay. Yeah, I think 2 points is the most we can go with this game because it goes pretty long.
Yeah.
That means I win.
No, you don't.
Sure, you do, yeah. Okay, let's do. This is a good one. Here. Hang on.
Steve.
Which one is the best one? Here. This is a good one. Okay, this is Justice League, which includes the Justice League titles or characters who have been in the Justice League. The review is by R. Scandalaria again, and it says, was reluctant on the new direction, but wow, I am impressed, and you have 3 names in the database.
3 names. Ugh. Let's go one, let's go 2 names.
Okay. Nico.
Give it to him. I don't know Justice League.
Me neither.
So you're challenging Steven?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your 2 names are cover penciler Don Kramer and interior penciler Don Kramer.
Yeah, I don't know this.
Let's see, it's Justice League number 2.
Oh, you Nico gets the point and wins.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
I have no clue.
The issue is Wonder Woman 601, and the final name was J. Michael Straczynski.
Jeez. Those were hard. I thought they were going to be like character questions and events. Woo! I got smoked.
I win.
But that's the trivia. I like that format. I think it's cool. It's you sort of like kind of play against each other a little bit more.
So Nico gets next week?
Yeah, next week I'm gonna go through my issues of all my Marvel stuff. Ask random questions.
Prep them ahead of time, please.
Yeah.
The category.
I don't want to have to play guitar for 45 minutes next week. I might not even be in. But at up to 2 points, I think that's a good format for the trivia game.
Yeah.
Plus, it promotes like our database a little bit.
See, I like that, but I don't necessarily know if it's fair because Nico didn't answer any questions and he wins.
Well, that's the thing. You can play that game too. You can play that same game. That.
It's like poker.
Choose a category that you know your opponents aren't good at and challenge them on it. You can play the reverse game. You can do a variant on that game format by not choosing naming creators, but you can name character appearances. So, you have this review, so you have to name the title. So, and you read the character appearances alphabetically. So how many character appearances and how many names can you do? You need to guess the book correctly. Do that too.
Mine's going to probably be close to yours. I'm going to.
No. How about you were doing that? No, it's right here.
Okay, I'm going to read the synopsis. And then give him the editor the list of names that were on it to see if they can guess the title. Instead of user reviews, I'm going to do the synopsis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will we still be bidding, or?
Yeah, it's going to be just like that, so. I'm going to say to Jason, prepare for the upcoming high stakes. This is the category's Avengers. Prepare for the upcoming high stakes Avengers event with the battle between the blank and the blank, the return of blank, and the disappearance of blank. Blank and Modern Master Blank join forces for this very special all-new blank story that is not yet an explosive action pack.
Then you name all the names and.
But the prologue to the Avengers saga that will box the entire Marvel universe next year, guest starring the blank and the blank blank by Marvel Comics.
Yes.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 names. Okay. How many do you want?
Right. I understand. So we'll do that next week. That's.
Does any of you have any guests?
Well, no, because that's next week.
I know, but I'm not going to use this. You know what this issue is.
No, no one knows, so just.
No.
Nobody knows?
No, the trivia game is done. That's why. We've shut down our brains.
Sorry.
Chance, do you have any stash?
What?
You have this issue in your stash.
Do I? That's nice.
All right, I'm done. You guys can wrap it up, I'm assuming.
No, what is it?
This chaos?
Yeah.
A bench.
Have a good night, folks.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our conversation for this week. We'll continue on our after show, which you can find on the Stash My Comics forums. And make sure to join us in 2 weeks for another great show. And remember, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, check the Stash My Comics forums to find out how.